Hey there. As a female fitness, healthcare, or wellness pro, you know how to work in the clinic, gym, or studio with your clients to help them feel better. But do you know how to keep the business running smoothly so you can help more of those people? If not, what you need is a plan, a strategy to build your very own unique, successful, and sustainable business without gaining too many gray hairs along the way. That is why I created a free resource just for you. This free, yes, free Build Your Biz Bundle will help those just starting out in business or thinking of starting out and those within their first few years with tangible tips to create an efficient and sustainable business. All you have to do is visit www.kristagurka.com/bundle to grab this free resource today. Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of our industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of client-based business. Also, you can take away advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner on your own terms. So let's dive in. Hey there. Thanks for joining me for another episode of Female Empowered. I am your host, Krista Gurka. And today we are going to be speaking all about money mindset, how you think about money, how you think about money affects your relationship with money and things that you do in business regarding sales, regarding salary, regarding spending, and everything in between. It's a really, really important topic. And I encourage you to listen and listen with an open mind because maybe you'll resonate with some of this. I will say this is a pre-recorded session from several months ago, but it has never aired on my podcast. So we're going to air it today and I hope you enjoy. Let's get into the episode now.
So what I'd like to talk a little bit about today is money mindset and how our relationship, our own individual relationships with money affect our success and impact our business in a variety of ways. So I'm sure that you've heard that if you just improve your mindset, right, improve your money mindset, your revenue will suddenly start to skyrocket, right? But it is really more than just manifesting, I want to make more money, or repeating abundance mindsets to yourself. Because if that really was all that it took, then everyone would walk around really creating, saying, manifesting they want all this money and have it. And that's obviously not reality, as we all know this to be true. So it's really important that what we get to the bottom of is our own personal individual relationships with money, right? We talk a lot about scarcity mindset and abundance mindset and growth mindset and where we're operating from. And many people think that they really are abundant. They're open to new possibilities, but truthfully, they're operating from a scarcity mindset and a place of lack. And that has a lot to do with your own individual relationships with money. So today, what I'd like to do is explore how your personal relationship with money can be affecting your goals and your success in your business and really keeping you stuck. So I guess a quick backtrack. So if you're new around here, you don't know me, I'm Krista. In addition to being a physical therapist and a Pilates instructor, I'm a business owner as well as a small business strategist for health and wellness entrepreneurs. Really what I do is I help specifically female business owners get really from point A to point B in the most effective and productive way by creating plans and strategies in their business. I bring a lot of my experience from growing my own business and also everything I've learned along the way. So let's get to money. right? Especially as we get to the end of the year, people are always talking about like, what do we raise our rates to next year? Do we raise our rates? What do I charge? It's a common theme we see a lot on different chats and within our communities and our organization. So what I do is I see a lot of entrepreneurs making the following two mistakes, right? They think about all the thing they want, right? All the thing they want, and they do a lot of thinking about it and not a lot of action, right? They really think like, I want to be a six-figure earner. I want to be a seven-figure revenue generator. I want my company to expand to multiple locations. I want to buy a bigger house. So thinking about it and doing something about it are two very, very different things, right? So one of the things I often see people do is they really try to force the money to come in. They're using affirmations, they're using different manifestations, and that really doesn't work. What we have to do is we really have to get to the source of how we are attracting money and also how we are giving money out, right? So, you know, what we want to really do as far as money goes is if we're uncomfortable talking about money, right? If we are uncomfortable asking for the sale, then we are going to make our customers uncomfortable, right? So it's really important that we as practitioners have a positive relationship with money, right? It's crucial to have in order to make more of it, you really have to have a positive relationship with money. And you have to expect that whatever you're going to give out is going to come right back to you. All right. Many, many of us are operating from a place of like lack, for example. We were raised to believe that money is finite and there's only a certain amount of it. And if we take from somebody, they will never be able to regenerate that money. And I know this from personal experience because I was raised in this kind of household where we were constantly kind of taught it was just how it is. Like there was never enough. We can't afford this. And it took me a long, long, long time to unpack a lot of those things and realize that my own situation with money, my own relationship with money was really affecting my business. So I did some like inner work on myself and also really acknowledging what my relationship with money is. And I tried to turn it around, right? So some of the things I looked at is, and how often do you guys do this? You know, you go on and you look at your schedules or your numbers and you think of all the stuff you don't have. I need to get 10 more clients in this week. I need to generate another $10,000 a month in revenue. I need to get my PT schedule full, right? But instead of thinking of all of the things you do have, I already have 10 clients on my schedule per week. I'm already generating $5,000 worth in revenue. I've already have my other physical therapist schedule half full, right? So rather than thinking of what we don't have, if we think of what we do have, if you think of what you do have and really serve those people, focus on the people that are paying you, right? Rather than chasing around a bunch of the people that are not paying you, or maybe the people that chose not to buy, focus on serving, right? When you lead with the intention of serving the needs of those around you, you can focus on receiving money in abundance, right? It will come back to you because what you're doing is you're focusing on serving rather than on the bigger picture, which is, you know, generating money. Right? So stop worrying a lot about like what we don't have, that we don't have the bigger house right now, that we don't have a seven-figure business right now, but focus on what you do have. You have a five-figure generating business, right? That's amazing. Or you have a six-figure generating business. That is amazing, right? Many businesses, one in two businesses fail, right? So the fact that you're up going to work every day, creating your own business is an accomplishment itself. So celebrate that, right? And try to work on thinking about what you do have, like those 10 clients that are coming to you every day, really, really serve them well, right? And the money will follow. The other thing that I see a lot of times that I try to help coach, and this was a big thing for me too. So again, I'm speaking with personal experience. What is your relationship with spending money? Okay. What do you, when you want something, when you want to invest in something, when you want to purchase something, how do you feel about letting that money go, right? Are you the kind of person that lets it go freely thinking that it's going to come back to them? Are you the kind of person that says, I can't really do this right now, even though you really want to, or you question whether it's worth it or whether you deserve it? Are you that kind of spender, right? Because when we aren't willing to invest in ourselves, when we aren't willing to invest in making ourselves a better business person, if we aren't willing to invest in that course or that workshop that we really need, that we know is going to level up our game, right? If we aren't willing to invest in a piece of software that's going to make our jobs easier, right? Or even as simple as, like, if we're not willing to invest in maybe giving ourselves an upgrade on a plane ticket, even though we can afford it because we don't think we deserve it, how do we then expect our customers and our clients to in turn invest with us, right? If we're not willing to invest $497 for that course that we want to take that's going to teach us how to do Facebook ads or how to better systematize our business, but then we turn around and we're asking our customers, right, to spend $800, $900, $1,000 on physical therapy or Pilates services with us, there's a disconnect there, right? So if we start learning to invest in ourselves, right, then the money will turn around and flow back to us, right? So if you think of, like, every time something goes out, if you think something like there's more of that where that comes from, okay, more of that will come back to me. So I just, you know, I think it's curious, right? If you're thinking of, well, when my customers aren't willing to spend, you know, $100 or $150 on a service with me, but you as a person are also not willing to spend $100 on a personal trainer or a business coach or a mentor or something else, again, there's a disconnect there. So the more that you choose to invest in yourself, the more you'll have a better positive relationship with money, in which turn you can simply ask for that money back in return. And there you really are operating from a place of abundance, right? Abundance means there's more to come around, and money is not finite. You may give out $100, but you're just telling the universe, I'm going to get that $100 back to me somehow, right? So basically what I'd love to maybe try to do is I'd love to encourage you guys to do this abundance challenge with myself. I did this back in October as I was kind of working a little bit on, again, my relationship with money. And I decided when I was doing a conference out in California, and I decided that when I went out there, not only was I going to upgrade my plane ticket to first class, which I would have never done, but I decided to rent a little convertible, which was more expensive, and drive up the coast. I would have never done it, but I did. And it felt so amazing to me just to spend the money. And it wasn't even about the money. It was about the experience that I had being able to let go of that. I made a ton of connections while I was there in California. I did a workshop. I came back and I just felt that, you know, I deserved it, right? And I wanted to celebrate myself that way. And I truly believe now that the more that I give out, the more that will come back to me, you know? And there's a saying, I might botch it, but I think there's a saying that's something like, you can't receive with a closed fist. So open your fist, right? Let some money flow out, and in which case it will flow back to you. So if you'd like to join me on an abundance challenge, I would like for some of you over the next month to decide what you're going to do for yourself that is really operating from a place of abundance, meaning that there's more where that came from. And I'd love if you shared it with me and maybe post in the comments and tag hashtag abundance challenge and tag me so that I can see and maybe share what you're going to do. Maybe it's you're going to get your car fixed. You've been driving around with a dent in your car for a year. Or maybe it is you're going to travel and you're going to upgrade your seat to first class. Or maybe you're going to just pay for the extra leg room on the seat, stay an extra day, get an upgrade in a hotel room, anything that you're going to do. And I would challenge you to just kind of sit with it and see how that feels. I'd love to hear your comments about what you think about this. So hit me up in the comments below, or you can shoot me a message if you have any questions. And I love talking about this because I really think the more we unpack about our own personal relationship with money, the more we'll be able to be successful and really allow that money to flow back in through us. So I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Take care.
Hey there. Before you go, thanks so much for listening to this episode of Female Empowered. If you like what we covered today, I'd love to ask you for a small favor and take 2 minutes to subscribe, download, and even leave an honest review of the show. This helps other female fitness and wellness professionals find the podcast and really lets me know I'm sharing helpful information with all of you. If you want to get even more insights and find resources to help you market, streamline, and grow your service-based business, visit my website at kristagurka.com, or even better, shoot me a DM over on Instagram at kristagurka. That's C-H-R-I-S-T-A-G-U-R-K-A. Until next time, ladies, be brave, think big, and take action. Bye for now.